The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to introduce my friend. He got you covered. Don't even worry. Carl Jackson.
Thank you, Officer Tatum. I appreciate that. Thank you for allowing me to sit behind your microphone once again. I'm broadcasting from the Orlando studio, AM 950 The Answer, FM 94.9 FM. Lou's got my back right here in studio. Sean McConnell is in my ear. Zach is on the phones. Forgotten Man is out there in the ether. Guys, we got a lot to get to today, so I want you to understand, or I hope you've got your tennis shoes on. I've got some new sneakers on, because we are in for some conservative cardio. Now, I know what you're thinking. Carl, this is a Friday night. Can't you take it easy? Listen to me. Listen up. We are going to talk about the dictator in the White House. And as a result of getting your conservative cardio on tonight, you will be able to get a good night's rest. So you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So again, the number to call into the program, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Guys, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. We've got the makings of a dictator in the White House, and I don't say that lightly. I don't say that to be hyperbolic. I don't say that to get clicks. I say that because I love you and because I love this country, and I want you to understand what we're up against. And we are up against a man that really believes that he is a dictator, and we have a bureaucratic agency that is acting in the same manner. So we've got a lot that we're going to talk about throughout this show. I've got so many news stories and breaking news stories that it is absolutely unreal. So I know a lot of you guys are, listen, March Madness is hitting. I totally get that. And a lot of people are consumed with that. But we're going to talk about communism a little bit tonight. In the second hour, I'm going to have R.C. Williams on. He's from Sherlock Exposes. We're going to be talking about the banking collapse, and a lot of people are scared to tell you things that you should be doing and watching out for. I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to tell you exactly what to do with your money, but I can tell you this. Janet Yellen is a liar, and I want you to be aware of that, and I want you to understand that we are not out of the woods from contagion. And for those that would say otherwise are simply blowing smoke up your butt, and I'm just simply not going to do that. Why? Because I love you and because I love this country. It's really as simple as that for me. So I was thinking about the makings of a dictator, and I talked about this earlier this week on my podcast. By the way, subscribe to my podcast. Wherever you go to get podcasts, you can find me at The Carl Jackson Show. Also on social media, The Carl Jackson Show as well. But I talked about this, and I wanted to expound and go even further, because I just sat here thinking about all of the news stories from the beginning of the week all the way to what we're finding out today. More news has broke about the corruption of the Biden crime family, because they didn't have a real business. Their business was peddling influence. So we'll get into that shortly. But I started thinking about the making of a dictator. How does it happen? How could a country like the United States of America, the greatest country that God has ever given man, how could we that are so blessed with freedom turn into a country that's run by a dictator? How could we allow this to happen right here in the United States? And oftentimes the answer is simple. People simply fall away at the will. Or fall asleep at the will, I should say. But don't think that it can't happen here. Don't think that communism cannot happen here. Don't think that a dictator cannot arise in the United States of America. Now, I'm glad that I have those of you in the listening audience. I know you've got my back. I've got your back. And I know we're going to fight this thing like hell and, you know, like crazy. And we're going to try to we're going to try to take the White House back in 2024. I don't think it's going to be an easy task. I think it's an all hands on deck task. But I was reading on the history of Germany, and I was sitting there thinking, how the heck can a Hitler come to power? You may know this. Many of you listening in this audience, you're smart people, obviously. If you're listening to the Salem Media Network or you're listening to the host on these stations, you're smart people and you're informed people. So some of you know this history perhaps better than I do, but I was just brushing up on some of the history today, and I was like, yeah, how the heck does Germany fall to Hitler? You guys may know that in the 19th century, the German people, I mean, you're talking about arts, you're talking about science, you're talking about education. They were it. They were the bomb. They were the best people that they were as far as education, arts, talent, you name it, automobiles, you name it. It was Germany. It was Germany. Like, so what happens to bring about this dictator by the name of Adolf Hitler? I mean, people were going to college left and right there. I mean, people could, if you were an able person, and when I say able, you had to be smart, you had to be intelligent. But if you could prove you were intelligent, people in Germany were going to college. They went from, I believe it was right prior to World War I, 73,000 people in college and leading up to World War I or immediately following 120,000. I mean, that was the center of learning. It was the envy of the world. Americans would go there to study people. Albert Einstein was there. I mean, it was just an amazing place. It was an amazing place. But things started to happen. They had people that came into power that had bad policies, and after World War I, they were embarrassed. They thought they were winning, and their leaders were lying to them. And then their leaders come back and they find the people find out the news, and they're embarrassed and they're humiliated. And then President Woodrow Wilson comes out with his 14-point plan, and they believe there's going to be some negotiation between Germany and the American people. But the problem is the British and the French, our allies, wanted their piece of Germany's booty because they didn't like them, and they wanted Germany to pay the price. And so Germany walked away humiliated, embarrassed. Their policies started to cave. Their finances started to cave. Anti-Semitism began to spread, and nobody expected that it would spread there because it was really an issue in Russia. It wasn't a big issue in Germany at the time. And then this guy that could speak eloquently, thank God we don't have that in Joe Biden, but this guy that could speak eloquently, this guy by the name of Adolf Hitler starts to rise up, starts to get attention. He forms this Nationalist Socialist Party, the Nazi Party. It wasn't called that originally. I forget what it was called originally. But this stuff happened. It popped up. No one ever expected that to happen in Germany. But because the people took their eyes off the prize, because the people were embarrassed, because these people were so affluent, because these people had everything going on, they assumed that it couldn't happen there. But then they got desperate and they got humiliated, and then they were willing to listen to people, and they were willing to do things, and they were willing to accept ideas that they were never willing to accept before World War I. Guys, I'm telling you, we have a dictator in the making. We have a dictator by the name of Joe Biden in the making. And not only is he a dictator, but he has all of his little brown shirts working in cahoots. Charlie Kirk saw him this week at UC Davis. We'll get into that in the third hour. I'm going to talk about some of the cultural issues that we've seen popping up. This crazy nutso lieutenant governor in Minnesota. Absolute disgrace, an absolute despicable person. We'll talk about the Biden crime family syndicate, because we absolutely need to. See, one of the things when it comes to a dictatorship, you've got to have people that are immoral, that are leading people that have bad intentions. That's Joe Biden. He actually fits that description very well. Joe Biden is a man that is morally bankrupt. We have a media. It's amazing to me how non-curious, if you will, the mainstream media is when it's so obvious to everyone that's willing to pay attention that this guy and his family are corrupt as hell. And that Joe Biden is compromised. Now, I know, Carl, come on, man. You're in front of a national audience. Stop speculating. I'm not speculating. You know damn well I'm not speculating. You have common sense, just like I have God-given common sense. And you know that what we're dealing with in the White House is possibly the most corrupt president in American history. And so we've got an uphill battle. We've got an uphill battle. So when we get back from the break, we got to go to break shortly here. We're going to talk about some of the Biden corruption. We're going to talk about some of the cultural wars. And I'm going to tie them together because a lot of people think corruption and the decadence of the culture, the moral decadence, the moral decay that we're seeing, it's all separate things. You know, don't conflate the two. No. We're going to connect the dots because what we're watching is a dictator in the making. Carl Jackson in for Officer Tatum. We'll be back.
Today, I want to direct your attention to a situation that is happening in countries throughout our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to a list of families in crisis. Food for the Poor works with the poorest of the poor and the communities in the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, a mother is praying for just a single meal to silence her children's sharp hunger pains. Because food is distributed by pastors and ministers on the ground, your generous gift is literally an answer to prayers. Because of a meal-for-meal match, every gift of $144 releases a year's worth of food for a family of four. Your gift means hungry children receive two meals a day for the next 365 days. Knowing your gift will never have more eternal impact, will you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families. Go to theofficertatum.com and click on the red Send Food banner. Text the keyword Tatum to 91999 and you will get a link to make your life-saving gift. Or to give your gift by phone, call my toll-free number at 855-918-4673.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Let me talk to you about Food for the Poor. As we head into the weekend, let me remind you about Officer Tatum's campaign for the nonprofit Christian relief organization, Food for the Poor, and their core mission to feed the poorest of the poor in our hemisphere, including 17 Latin American and Caribbean nations. Spokesman Paul Jacobs is just back from seeing firsthand the plight of children and families in Guatemala and Honduras.
These are families in this post-pandemic era. There are moms and families who they lost their jobs through the pandemic and those jobs haven't returned. There are many families who are saying the rising cost of food has gotten so untenable that they cannot even afford the basics. And so right. You stand in between these families right now with your gift.
All right, as Paul just told us, because hunger and malnutrition continue to run rampant in poor nations, I'm asking for your help once more. Just go to Brandon's website, theofficertatum.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Life banner. Just $72 provides two children with two meals a day for an entire year, or $144 gives the same blessing to four starving kids. More than 1 billion children are living in poverty. So the question is, how many children can you feed? You could be the answer to their prayers today. Please go right now to theofficertatum.com and click on the Give Food, Give Life banner at the top of the page, or phone your gift in to 855-918-4673. That is 855-918-4673. And we thank you very much. I've been slacking on that. I'm going to be giving to Food for the Poor tonight. So I'm not going to ask you to do what I'm not going to do. So go to theofficertatum.com again. Click on the Give Food, Give Life banner or give them a call, 855-918-4673. Okay, so I was having a discussion with Sean McConnell here during the break. And I do want to make something clear. I am not saying that Joe Biden is going to be Hitler. Here's what I'm saying, and I appreciate that, Sean, because I do want to make sure that I'm clear. I do believe that the left has gone so far that they are paving the way and they are clearing the path for authoritarianship, for an authoritarian government. That is exactly what they are after. I don't know that a figure would rise in the West to be like Hitler again. I don't know that that would happen. Maybe, maybe not. It certainly has happened in the East for sure. But my point is that America is dangerously close to losing our freedoms. We're dangerously close to losing our freedoms. So it's going to take all of us fighting back to make sure that doesn't happen. But let me tell you what a dictator, what's usually some of the attributes that exist within a country and also within a leader that happens to be a dictator. Corruption. Corruption. I mean, it's absolutely insane what we're seeing. Earlier in the week, hat tip Breitbart, the Biden family business received $3 million in a wire transfer from a Chinese energy company and subsequent payments after Joe Biden left the vice presidency back in 2017. This according to the House Oversight Committee, James Comer. And we know the news. The news keeps it keeps growing. There's still an unknown Biden. We now know that Hallie Biden has been paid. We know that James Biden has been paid by these Chinese energy company. We know that they split the profits, $3 million, into one third. Now, Hallie Biden, Bo's ex-wife or former wife or widow and Hunter's, I get so confused with this, Hunter's ex-lover, she got about 30 grand of hush money. I mean, she got about 30 grand. It's absolutely amazing to me, but this is exactly what we're dealing with. The dictators are always corrupt. They always lack a moral compass. They are always morally bankrupt. Ask Tara Reid about Joe Biden. Oh, did you forget about Tara Reid? The woman that no one talks about, whom gave a credible account of Joe Biden sexually assaulting her in very explicit details. If you ever heard and actually she's given a few interviews, and her life was destroyed as a result of it. She is starting to rebuild it now. The left went after her and absolutely destroyed her and tried to jail her, as a matter of fact. This man in the White House is a man that is morally bankrupt. And not only that, he's sicking his dogs on the rest of us. Here's a story from Breitbart. Oversight Committee, Bo's widow Haley is a new Biden business member who received China cash. Bo Biden's widow and Hunter's ex-lover, Hallie Biden, is the new family business member who received a $25,000 cash payment on March 27th of 2017 from the family associate Robinson Walkers LLC regarding a Chinese venture. The House Oversight Committee revealed this past Thursday. Walker, who has described himself as someone who is generally, and I'm quoting, generally has been acting as a surrogate for Hunter around the country and abroad pursuing opportunities, close quote, received a $3 million payment from State Energy HK Limited, which was divvied up between four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and there's still an unknown Biden. Now, according to the committee, Hallie is the new member identified who was previously a mystery. There is still, again, an unknown Biden that happens to be in the bank records. There is an audio clip that I want to play from Fox News. Fox News is reporting or has reported on the Hunter Biden files, and he's countersuing against a laptop repairman. This is how dirty these people are. We all know about the laptop from hell. Miranda Devine in her book has informed us of those pictures, as well as I forget the woman that works at Breitbart as well. But now they're going after this laptop repairman who actually, they went after him as well. They destroyed his life. The guy ended up having to leave his business. I believe he moved out to Colorado or something like that initially. He started doing woodwork because he couldn't find anything else and nobody would hire him. Nobody wanted to touch him. This is the makings of a dictatorship. This is the makings of an authoritarian government. And you've got to decide what type of government you want. Do you want a government that is of, for, by, or and by the people? Then it's something that we have to continue to cultivate. See, freedom isn't free. We say that all the time, but it isn't free. Freedom requires our participation. We can never give up on freedom. We can't be lax when it comes to freedom. We just can't do it. That is in our system. Oh, thank you. Emma Jo Morris. Morris, thank you, Sean. All right, so Emma Jo Morris at Breitbart. So we can't just sit back and expect America to return to its prominence. It's just not going to happen. And voting isn't going to be enough. It's going to require us fighting for this country. Our founders gave us a country like no other country. It's a scary responsibility. I get it for some. But freedom requires participation. Freedom doesn't mean that you sit on the sidelines. Freedom doesn't mean that you get to it. As a matter of fact, you have a duty and you have a responsibility. If you claim to be a lover of freedom, you have a duty and a responsibility to speak out. You have a duty and a responsibility to fight for your country. Now, you have to choose your words wisely. You may have to choose your battles wisely, but you need to speak and you need to fight. This is Carl Jackson, in for Officer Tatum. We'll be back in a few.
Seek and ye shall find. God's got your six, the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Guys, I want to talk to you about the Salem News Channel. If you like listening to Brandon's show, you will love watching it also. You can watch it on SalemNewsChannel.com or the app with the same name. Load it on the Apple or Android store or watch us on Roku. Just type Salem News Channel into the search bar. Come check us out. We are the antidote to the mainstream media. Bookmark us now. Just go to SalemNewsChannel.com and watch today's show or get caught up on past shows on video. That is SalemNewsChannel.com, SalemNewsChannel.com, SalemNewsChannel.com. And I love being a part of the Salem Network. I do believe it's like a family here. I love the fact that we can talk about freedom. We can talk about politics and God. It's an excellent network to be a part of. And guys, I know that I'm fired up. And Forgotten Man reminds me that on Friday, Officer Tatum, he gets fired up on Fridays. So I'm just going to add to it. I got to do the brother some justice. All right. So I'm going to be fired up as well. Again, the number to call into the program, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to play an audio clip for you because I said that I would and totally forgot to ask Sean to play it. So I do want to play audio clip number three, Sean, of Hunter Biden files a countersuit against the laptop repairman.
So John Paul Mac Isaac is the guy who ran the computer shop in Delaware, and he's been countersued as of an hour ago, apparently. Hunter Biden's team is arguing that he had no right to copy his private information from the laptop and distribute it. Remember, that laptop was there for more than a year, I do believe. Right. And he was like, when's the guy going to come and get it? So now they have launched their own legal suit.
That's also the laptop that the media said didn't exist or wasn't theirs or was Russia disinformation. Now, his legal team is saying, obviously, that was his property that he left there and that they don't have a right to do anything with it. We'll see how that holds up in court. Sure. But you see a new sort of posture of led by Abby Lowell, famous lawyer in D.C., to punch back and push against Republican efforts to try to get information on this.
Okay.
All right, so that's what they're going to do. That's what the left is going to continue to do. These are people that are going to squash dissent. I'm telling you, we'll get into that in the third hour. But they destroy the culture. They are a corrupt bunch of people. We know the story when it comes to Hunter Biden's laptop. Once again, this guy turned the laptop in at this pawn shop. He didn't return to pick up the laptop after this guy, John Paul, I believe it's McIsaac, called him several times to let him know that his computer was ready. Hunter Biden signed a release form or affidavit or what have you, like you do at a pawn shop. If you don't pick up the material within a certain period of time, it's the property of the pawn shops. And that's exactly what happened with Hunter Biden. He was out making more amateur porn videos, so he didn't have time to pick up his old ones. The guy is a freaking moron. But what the left is going to do is they project their silliness, their craziness, their decadence onto you. Their new morality, if you will. See, the left, they're operating in this idea. The left is trying to create a new morality, and we simply can't let them. This is where the culture war comes in. I want to play a clip of this crazy behind governor, a lieutenant governor in Minnesota. And I want you to understand the makings of a dictatorship. I want you to understand that when it comes to the makings of a dictatorship, and let me just say, because I don't want the Hitler narrative, I'm talking about an authoritarian government. Don't think that it can't happen here. Don't think that an authoritarian figure cannot rise up here. Do they have one in the waiting right now? Thank God Joe Biden appears to be, or actually is, a dementia patient. But this guy is as evil as they come. But understand what the left is doing when it comes to these cultural issues. All right. And we'll get into the reparations that's happening in California. I'm moving to San Francisco for a short period of time, and then I'm going to be moving back. No, just kidding. I don't believe it'll happen in California. I'll give you some of the numbers. It's an absolute asinine argument. Forgotten Man has done plenty of research. I'll explain some of the things that are transpiring with that. It's totally insane. But understand corruption when it comes to a dictator and the culture. They're not disconnected. See, part of the corruption is you have to distort, you have to cause chaos in the culture. That's what the trans movement is about. Listen, lesbian and gay people, I'm going to help you out. Have some courage here. Go ahead and divorce yourself from the BTQ. Go ahead and do it. All right. Being lesbian and gay is totally different than being bisexual. I'm sorry. I don't take bisexuals seriously. You're just confused. Transsexuals, you're mentally ill. Questioning, it means you're still straight. We'll talk about that on the other side. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
New report, the government is warning of a known safety threat that poisons thousands of Americans every single year and worse. Craig didn't know his wife and his kids were going to die that night. Craig tried to do the right thing during Hurricane Ida. He bought a gas generator and fired it up. But during the night, deadly carbon monoxide seeped out of the gas generator and into Craig's home. It poisons Craig's wife and his two children in their sleep, fire officials say. The sad part is, Craig isn't alone. What's even worse, Craig's tragedy didn't have to happen at all, thanks to a new generation of portable, safe, silent, and 100% fume-free generators that is now available to all Americans, even those who think they might not be able to afford it. The Patriot Power Generator is a solar generator that doesn't use gas, so it doesn't have fumes. And instead of being loud, it is quiet as a laptop. Plus, it's so lightweight, you can take it with you, even use it inside. And it's powerful enough for your phone, medical device, or even your fridge. And right now, you can go to 4patriots.com. That's the number 4patriots.com and use code Tatum to get 10% off your first purchase on anything in the store, including the Patriot Power Generator. Just go to 4patriots.com. That's the number 4patriots.com and use code Tatum to get 10% off. That's 4patriots.com. Use code Tatum and get yours today.
Need more of Brandon? The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Again, the number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to work on connecting the dots with some of these cultural issues, tying the or connecting the dots with the corruption, All right. So I was telling you about the Hunter Biden laptop. We were telling you about the $3 million that was split in three ways between the Biden crime family. There was another partner involved whose name escapes me at this point. I'll get that back to you later. Hallie Biden is the new Biden member that got a little bit of that Chinese communist cash. And then there's still an unknown Biden. So we'll have to wait and see if Joe Biden is named. But listen, we know that Hunter Biden is not going to make money were it not for his dad being the vice president or being the president of the United States. Now, they pick on this guy, John MacIsaac. Isaac said a man who he believed to be Hunter Biden dropped off three laptops, all right, at his store. This was in April 2019. Only one was salvageable. He repaired the laptop, and then that's when he discovered the disturbing material. He said the customer did not return. We now know that customer is Hunter Biden for 90 days, all right? He couldn't get in touch with him. So Isaac said he first searched the emails by keyword in June or July of 2019. According to Isaac's account, the FBI first made a forensic copy of the laptop, then returned weeks later with the subpoena to confiscate the laptop. When he stopped hearing from the FBI, they're still holding the laptop to this day, ran by Christopher Wray, the not so moral FBI today. When he stopped hearing from the FBI, Isaac said he contacted several members of Congress. They just simply didn't respond. They didn't respond. So at that point, his intermediary reached out to Rudy Giuliani's attorney, Robert Costello. Now, Hunter Biden has seemingly acknowledged or admitted that the laptop was his back in February of this year or last month. But I don't know what gave it away. I don't know if it was his naked body being all over the freaking thing that gave it away or what. But he finally admitted to it. These people are morons. Here's what you have to understand. When it comes to being inside of the court system, and unfortunately, I've had a lot of experience, not lately, but I did in the past. I had a lot of experience in the court system. There's a thing called discovery. All right. So I know that they have a bomb.com lawyer, Abe Lowell or whatever her name is. I know she's a bulldog, but she has bad clients. She has idiotic clients, and that is going to hurt in the end. But let's tie this stuff together. Let's tie this cultural stuff together. I want to play this audio clip in right now. I don't have the cut. Oh, here it is. I want to play this audio clip. This is of the Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan talking about sex changes for minors. I'm going to talk to you about how all of this ties in to being or becoming an authoritarian state. You need to understand Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is a useful idiot. You need to understand the black people that are crying out for reparations in San Francisco are useful idiots for the left. The left absolutely does not give a damn about these people. If they gave a damn about these people, they wouldn't be talking about defund the police in urban communities. If they gave a damn about these people, they wouldn't be telling young men to have choppadecophamies. They would not be doing it knowing that these people will be mentally scarred for the rest of their life, not to mention physically scarred for the rest of their life. They would be uplifting stories like Chloe Cole, who is saying, don't transition. This stuff causes a lot of damage. I'm permanently damaged because of what these doctors and what these psychologists did to me. They really didn't cancel me. So if they really cared about people, right, they would be arguing or fighting for the empowerment or the betterment or betterment of these people. If the Democrat Party really cared about black people, they wouldn't be saying or constantly arguing for what, over 50 years now, that black people are so damn dumb that no matter how much reading we do, no matter how much we're educated, we can never somehow, for some reason, obtain the same level of success that people with lighter skin have. It's totally asinine. Why people buy into this stuff is absolutely amazing to me, except that they have counted on, I understand that they rely on big government rather than big God. But it's absolutely insane. But here's the moron, the useful idiot that thinks she's moral out of Minnesota. This is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. I want you to really hear this lady's words. This has got to be, and I'm telling you, these Democrats, they never cease to amaze me. I look at Karine Jean-Pierre and I'm like, dumb as hell. Put a stamp on it. I look at Joe Biden, dumb as hell. Put a stamp on it. And then I hear this chick and I'm like, the Democrats in their leadership could have a dumb as hell contest. And this lady would score very high. Here's the Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan.
Because let's be clear. This is life affirming and life saving health care. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
My God. No. See, liberals, they don't grow up. They don't grow up. Actually, Peggy Flanagan, that's not what it means to be a good parent. A good parent actually guides their child. A good parent actually does the exact opposite of what you just mentioned. If your child comes up and says, I'm a dinosaur or I'm a this or that, no, you're not, Sammy. That's just not true. God has put you on earth and God has given you children in order to raise them up, in order to nurture them, in order to help them find their and discover their God-given talents so they can be, so they can contribute to mankind. It isn't your job to listen to a little three-year-old that says, mommy, 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 I want to cut this little stick off my body. Okay. What kind of dumb nonsense is this? Guys, you have to understand that this person is a useful idiot. The only reason that the left cares about these social issues is because they have a divide and conquer strategy. That's what it's about. It's divide and conquer. If they can convince people that they will champion these causes, then those people will trust them when they try to nationalize the banks. We'll talk about that in the next hour. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better, if you can believe it. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted feel of the original MyPillow. And now, with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, it's the smoothest, and it's the coolest pillow that you'll ever own. For Brandon's listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is a buy one, get one free exclusive offer with the promo code Brandon. Go, the MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square to the buy one, get one free offer. Enter the promo code Brandon or give them a call at 800-976-8379. Again, 800-976-8379. To get your MyPillow 2.0s now. And quickly, I want to talk to you about Against All Odds. Don't miss Against All Odds. Israel Survives, streaming free on Salem Now. Witness the miracles of Israel's formation and protection in this powerful docudrama. Experience Against All Odds. Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. Discover the incredible story of Israel's resilience and the many miracles that made it possible. Again, it's free on Salem Now. This docudrama showcases the unwavering faith and miraculous events that shaped Israel's survival. Against All Odds, again, available now on SalemNow.com. That is SalemNow.com. Okay, just some quick headlines, and I want to touch on, we only have a short, how much time do we have left in this hour? Okay, all right, so let me just share a couple of headlines. I'm not sure that I'll get to them. Drag queen taught 11-year-olds about, brace yourself, parents, anal sex, parent complains. If you guys are wondering why I'm talking about soft porn, you can blame the forgotten man. No, just kidding. Check out my podcast. I'm going to get to this story. This is insane. This is what we're dealing with. Loyola professor claims organized pantries are rooted in racist and sexist social structures. Guys, it's time to tell these people, screw you. I mean, it really is. You guys heard about this situation in San Francisco. $5 million freaking dollars in reparations are what black people are wanting in San Francisco. There's a big problem, though. There's not enough money there. If even just 50% of the city's nearly 45,000 black residents met the requirements that are proposed for the payments, the city would be staring down $112 billion. For comparison, San Francisco's entire budget for the fiscal year 2022 through 23 is just $14 billion. The budget for the entire state is $308 billion. All they're going to do is run the people away. These people were never slaves. There weren't slave owners. California was never a slave state. This is stupid.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you can ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he's discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable feel of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free offer with my promo code Brandon. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to get to the buy one, get one free offer. Enter promo code Brandon or call 800-976-8379 to get your MyPillow 2.0s now.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to introduce my friend. He got you covered. Don't even worry. Carl Jackson.
All right. Thank you, Officer Tatum. And welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Guys, I think you're going to love the next guest. We're going to be talking about the SVB collapse, what that means for you. We're going to be talking about digital currency, the threat of digital currency, and the threat of nationalizing our banks, because I'm not sure if you missed it, but that actually kind of happened this week. And the media doesn't seem to be tackling it from that angle. I think a lot of people are a little nervous and scared to do just that. But let me tell you something. I love you and I love America. And so I want to bring you the best information possible. I'm not going to tell you what type of financial decisions per se to make. But I will tell you some of the things to look out for along with my guest, R.C. Williams. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Brother Carl Jackson, how are you, man? It's great to be on.
Thank you. Thank you. And actually, I take that back. I will tell you some things to do. First off, get your behinds out of debt and get yourselves out of some of these major banks. All right. And I'm hearing some advice to the contrary. Screw these big banks. Get yourself in a local regional bank. R.C. Williams has a website, Sherlock Exposes.com, S-H-E-R-L-O-C Exposes.com. When it comes to cryptocurrency, when it comes to banking, when it comes to, let me just be honest, RC, straight up nerd stuff when it comes to the tech industry, RC is who I rely on. He is brilliant in regards to all of this stuff. And so I want to talk about it. But first, RC, I want you to listen to this audio clip. This is the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, RC. She says that our banking system is A-OK. Audio clip number two, por favor, Sean.
The Federal Reserve is providing additional support to the banking system with a new lending facility. This will help financial institutions meet the needs of all of their depositors. I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them. This week's actions demonstrate our resolute commitment to ensure that our financial system remains strong and that depositors' savings remain safe.
Okay, RC, you heard the lady. Our banking system is sound. What say you?
Oh, sweet Jesus, help us. So, Carl, it's interesting timing. In today's Rip from the Headlines, we actually ran this story from Janet Yellen. So let me break down for everybody what Yellen is actually saying to you. She's saying that she's going to take enough of your money and help to support and prop up banks in an effort to keep you from running on the banks in a mass panic. I'm standing probably 35 to 40 feet away from Elise Stefanik, who's a member of Congress, and I was just talking to her about this at an event. And she understands the same thing that we all understand. That's a lie. Let's be honest. If the Fed didn't step in and do something, and the reason that they stepped in the first place last week is because they were looking at a complete banking collapse if they didn't say something. So for Janet Yellen to go in front of Congress and make a statement like that is absolutely asinine, and it's really scary, Carl.
Yeah, it is. These people will lie straight up to our faces. RC, if we could just review, just like we did, I had RC on the podcast earlier this week, so check out the podcast, The Carl Jackson Show, on the Salem Podcast Network, wherever you go to get your podcast. Follow us on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. And we broke this down. RC broke this stuff down. But I want to revisit some of this stuff. RC, first off, let's talk about how we got to a point where this SVB bank, where, let's face it, a lot of Democrat donors, 90... a lot of Democrat donors. All right, let's just put it that way. We got a buttload of cash that was infused into the system as interest rates were climbing, as the Jerome Powell was telling us that interest rates were going to climb. This SVB bank and their executives there didn't seem to understand that information. So they bought these long-term securities. They held them there. The securities were freaking collapsing. And they absolutely did nothing about it until it was too late. And then now you have this fear of contagion. This could be run on the banks. And it isn't my goal to panic people, but it is my goal to let you know, do not believe these liars in Washington, D.C. Where did I get it wrong, RC?
So, Carl, you're spot on. Let's take a look at the very basics of this. So the first thing you need to understand about Silicon Valley Bank is they broke one of the primary rules because they didn't think they needed to follow it. There was no head of compliance for Silicon Valley Bank for about 8 months. So, yes, right. Democrat donors, yes, crazy ESG and DEI investments and all of this stuff. Here's the facts. There was no head of compliance. The board didn't really know what they were doing. And so the bank made a ton of bad bets, and then they got called on it because here's what happens. Late Wednesday, early Thursday, Peter Thiel, legendary Silicon Valley investor and billionaire, started telling the companies in his investment portfolio to pull their money out of Silicon Valley Bank, right? So they started doing it, and that word spread. So what the media did is they said, well, Peter Thiel created a run on the banks. And our response was simple. No, bad economics created a run on Silicon Valley Bank and actually ripped the Band-Aid off of something that we've been talking about for months. If you honestly look at the banking system today, Carl, the majority of your major big banks are technically insolvent. I'll get to why in a second. But sticking to Silicon Valley Bank, so here you go, right? Peter Thiel says it, people start to move. Then we find out everything is upside down. Next thing you know, by Friday, they closed down the bank. So here's the deal. The Fed took it into receivership. That means they took control of it, right? They had a plan. The goal was to sell this dud to somebody before things went completely out of control. So they tried to sell it. They couldn't do that. Then they tried to put it up for auction. They couldn't do that. So about that time, it's early Sunday. They've lost an hour because of daylight savings time. They're like, if we don't get this dealt with by midnight tonight, come Monday morning, the entire banking system is going to implode and there's going to be a massive run on the bank. It's going to crash the economy around the world, right? So here's what they did, Carl. They decided, talking about the Fed and the Treasury, they were going to create the Bank Term Funding Program, BTFP, which Yellen was talking about, right? So here's what they did. They made it up. They made it up, right? But here's what they did. They took money from the Exchange Stabilization Fund. That was created by the 1934 Gold Reserve Act, which, by the way, that was done when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt stole everybody's gold and made it illegal to own it. And then the next day, repriced gold and made a huge profit. All of a sudden, the United States had a cash cow. So what they did is the Fed said, listen, we're going to back every deposit because here's the challenge. The FDIC, as you know it today, that thing that guarantees your accounts up to $250,000,
If everybody ran on the banks tomorrow, they would only have enough money to pay 1.38% of all the money out. The FDIC only has about $120 billion in its reserves, right? So think about this for a second. Go ahead.
No. I want people to pay attention to what you're about to say, because when you told me this, let's just be honest. It's scary. It's scary. So pay attention what R.C. Williams, SherlockExposes.com, S-H-E-R-L-O-C, Exposes.com. He provides a lot of financial information, tech information, crypto. If you want to understand this stuff in layman's terms, R.C. Williams is who I go to of SherlockExposes.com. Go ahead and continue, R.C.
So, Carl, here's the scary part. We just talked about the FDIC, right? These are the people that are supposed to insure your accounts to make sure if something goes wrong with the bank, you're made whole. Here's the problem. The FDIC only has about $120, $125 billion in it. If we all ran to the bank tomorrow and demanded all of our money out, they'd only be able to pay out about 1.38%. So here's the challenge. The exposure for the FDIC with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank was $21 billion or so. So here's what happened with one bank. 25% of the FDIC, the FDIC's money was gone. Imagine what would have happened if multiple banks had failed and they had to try to make good on them. Remember that 1.38%?
Yep.
This country would have been turned upside down in an instant. So the Fed had to do something. And here's what they came up with. And by the way, just so everybody knows, these people have no idea what they're doing. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how smart they are. I don't care how many degrees they
exactly.
have. Exactly. I'm a junior college guy and a broadcaster myself. I don't have an advanced degree. I can tell you this. These people make stuff up to keep you from panicking. So they made it up and said, look, we're just going to guarantee all the deposits.
Hey, RC, hold on. Hold.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to talk to you about food for the poor. As we head into the weekend, let me remind you about Officer Tatum's campaign for the nonprofit Christian relief organization, Food for the Poor, in their core mission to feed the poorest of the poor in our hemisphere, including 17 Latin American and Caribbean nations. Spokesman Paul Jacobs is just back from seeing firsthand the plight of children and families in Guatemala and Honduras.
These are families in this post-pandemic era. There are moms and families who they've lost their jobs through the pandemic, and those jobs haven't returned. There are many families who are saying the rising cost of food has gotten so untenable that they cannot even afford the basics. And so you stand in between these families right now with your gift.
All right, as Paul just told us, because hunger and malnutrition continue to run rampant in poor nations, I'm asking for your help once more. All you have to do is go to Brandon's website, theofficertatum.com, click on the Give Food, Give Life banner at the top of the page. Just $72 provides two children with two meals a day for an entire year, or $144 gives the same blessing to four starving kids. More than 1 billion children are living in poverty. So the question is, how many children can you feed? You could be the answer to their prayers today. Please go right now to theofficertatum.com. Click on the Give Food, Give Life banner at the top of the page, or give them a call at 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-4673. And we thank you. Okay, back to my guest, R.C. Williams of SherlockExposes.com. And callers, if you want to call in, 844-900-7243. Jacob in Greenville, I see you there. Don't go anywhere with that question. I do want to deal with that because you are absolutely right on that particular issue. Okay, so we're talking about what we witnessed this week that no one seems to be talking about. We just witnessed the nationalizing of a bank. And people are not making a big deal about this, RC. RC, I want you to pick up where you left off. But also, the only person in the Senate that I've heard talk about this stuff with any level of substance has been Ted Cruz thus far. That is crazy.
It is crazy, Carl. So we left off talking about the madness of the Fed and what they did to stop you from running on banks, around you and taking all your money out. I did want to point out one thing about the way that the Fed structured this program that they just created out of thin air, the Bank Term Funding Program. I shared with you that they took money from the Exchange Stabilization Fund. I want to make sure people understand what that fund has been historically used for. The United States and the Federal Reserve have historically used that fund to help other nations whose economies are on the brink of collapse to stay propped up. So ask yourself this question. If that's how the fund was used, and they're using it for us now, what's happening? I said this Monday, Carl. I said, I don't think people quite appreciate how close we are to the precipice here of a banking implosion. And the Fed is doing everything they can to keep people from panicking while they're behind the curtain just trying to make up enough stuff so you don't freak out. This is a dangerous time, Carl. And the fact that Ted Cruz is the only one that made this statement is absolutely insane.
Okay, so let me share a headline or two with you, RC. Are you going to be able to stick with me through the bottom of the hour for a little bit?
I'm as here as long as you want, Carl.
Okay. All right. So here's some. This bank was woke as all get out. Obviously, the executives cared much more about wokeness than they did their depositors. They spent, I think they gave, where is it? I had to have forgotten, man. $73 million they donated to Black Lives Matter. $73 million. This is what these people were more concerned about. It's fascinating to me that no one, even depositors weren't like, what the heck are you guys doing? Was no one paying attention? What was happening there?
Carl, that's an accurate description. You know, when you let the patients run the asylum, this is what happens. And so there's so much money flowing, right? Because you're in the heart of Silicon Valley. I've worked for companies in the Silicon Valley that have used Silicon Valley Bank. It's been around forever, right? So when you get that drunk with power and you think that there's no end to it, you just kind of do whatever you want. And that's a symptom of a lot of banks. We'll get to that in a minute. But here's the thing with Silicon Valley Bank. They continue to make these bets. There's no oversight. Remember, they did not have a regulator for 8 months, Carl. That means the person that's supposed to keep them in line doesn't exist. And one person on the entire board had any banking experience. This is what happens. It's like when we give an example to people when we do research work, my wife and I, we do research work through Sherlock. We say, imagine that you were poor and all of a sudden you had $50 million. Well, you have no frame of reference on how to manage wealth. So what are you going to do? You're going to do all the things that your flesh calls you to do. You're just going to be a maniac. That's exactly what happened inside of Silicon Valley Bank.
Now, one of the things that I'm concerned about is, okay, so the FDIC is insured, where people are insured up to $250,000. You've already informed us that there's only $125 billion cash on hand, if you will, that the FDIC has. $21 billion of that went to prop up SVB. Biden's donors, basically, people. Biden's donors. Mm-hmm. That's what I want you to understand. Would this have happened anywhere else? Would this have happened in Florida, RC, in your opinion? Would they have spent that money? And I want you to talk about the actual, to me, it looks like they're nationalizing the bank, the banking system. And this is what I want people to watch for and be concerned about, frankly.
So, Carl, it's a great question. And I'll say this to you and everybody else, that we saw a hint of what that answer would be in Yellen's testimony today. People should go back and look at it. And credit to Jim Lankford from Oklahoma and Mike Rappo from Arizona for asking Janet Yellen the tough question. So let me get this straight. You bailed out this big bank. So if the local credit union or local bank in my town goes under, are you going to support them too and guarantee all the deposits? And her answer was no. Carl, because her answer was no before. Janet Yellen is doing what she's told by power brokers who don't want to lose money. So credit to at least a couple of people in Congress questioning this woman and basically putting it out on Front Street for everybody to see. Let's just put it like this, Carl. If your bank goes under, that woman ain't coming to save you. Good luck.
And now we know, I mean, there isn't even – there. How much time do we have here, Sean? there isn't even as much cash as we thought to be able to bail us out. Guys, I'm speaking with R.C. Williams of Sherlock Exposes. We have a minute before the bottom of the break. He's going to stay with me for a little longer because I do want to touch on digital currency. The theme of this program has been the making of an American dictator. We talked about corruption last hour. We talked about some of the cultural issues. We'll bring that back full circle. But what happens if the economy is collapsed? What happens if you nationalize the banks? What happens if the Fed starts talking about a digital currency? Oh, because they have. They have. Guys, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but we have to watch the writing that's on the freaking wall. I'll be back with my guest, R.C. Williams. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
Hey, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. My guest is on the line, R.C. Williams. He's with SherlockExposes.com. They talk about this. I mean, everything you can imagine. RC, I mean, breaks stuff down when it comes to crypto, when it comes to banking. He just makes this stuff digestible and understandable for people like myself. RC, here's one of the things that I'm concerned about. All right, you mentioned Janet Yellen basically admitted that she wouldn't be doing this for smaller banks or banks elsewhere. You got Gavin Newsom hat tip for Gottman. This from the New York Post. This guy has three businesses, three wineries that all have accounts in the SVB Bank. The SVB also donated $100,000 to a charity that was founded by his wife, actress Jennifer Seibel Newsom, according to the news site. I fear what we're seeing is a coalescing of the elites are going to protect the elites. But the little guys are going to get screwed. And here's some of the commentary that I've heard since we spoke last, RC. Hey, get away from the small banks. Go to the big banks. And I'm like, wow, that would really make nationalizing our bank system really easy if you have corporate fascists working with the national government. This is insane to me, RC. And I don't want to scare the crap out of people, but I want to scare the crap out of people because I don't know that there's a balance because they are straight lying to our faces when it comes to this banking system.
So, Carl, my business partner, Juliana Ormond, who you know well, she is an amazing researcher, and she has a saying. She says, when the government starts picking winners and losers, you're living in an oligarchy at best, totalitarian dictatorship at worst. So let's kind of recap what you just said. The big guys getting help, right? The small guys, hey, take your money out. Let me let everybody know something because, you know, I don't want to scare people either, but I'm always going to tell you the truth. That's one thing you can always count on. So here's the deal. Your local bank, your regional bank, or your credit union is the last economic backstop you have from a totalitarian regime. It's simple logic. The more choices you have and the closer they are to you, the better eye that you can keep on them. Right. That's why they're telling you, oh, the small banks aren't safe. Go put your money in the big banks. Notice what happened this week, Carl. The big banks streamlined your ability to open accounts and move money into their banks because they're getting ready to suck up all of that business. It's scary for a couple of reasons, Carl, because you're right about the nationalization. And when we talked earlier this week, I said, listen, in essence, what's happened when you guarantee all the assets or deposits of a bank, you've basically just nationalized it. And even though Janet Yellen has said that she's not going to do that for other banks, read between the lines of what she said, because think about the question she was asked. If the smaller banks fail, will you support them? No. Notice she didn't say that if the bigger banks were to fail, she wouldn't support them, because those banks have borrowed $160 billion from the Fed this week to keep themselves sustained. So think about this for a minute. We've got winners and losers. The government's picking them. What are we living in? Right. And Carl, they're doing something incredibly nefarious. I know you wanted to talk about digital currency, so we can do that, because the reason they're doing this is even more nefarious.
Yeah. And actually, I just want you to go there because this is what's happening in China, folks. We're living As I was saying in the first hour, if you don't think that a dictatorship or an authoritarian government could arise here, you're absolutely wrong. We are in a situation in the United States of America where a lot of people would be looking for a strong man. And if people get scared, especially when it comes to their money, they're going to listen to the government if they trust the government. Do not trust this government. This government is no good. These people, in my opinion, are totalitarians. I would almost do the exact opposite of what they say. I tell you this, this is just basic biblical common sense, all right? Don't spend more money than you have. Get yourselves out of debt. I would say keep some cash on hand at home, whatever you can afford. Look for items you can barter. Actually, Sherlock Exposes shares that as well. I got to give you some props, RC. Shares that as well. This is the stuff. It sounds kooky, but guys, we literally almost watched this freaking banking system collapse. I want to move on to digital currency. We only have 30 seconds before the break, RC. So maybe after the break, if we could just wrap up with the threat of digital currency, because the federal government has already talked about it and no one is talking about it, but we're going to do it here. I'm speaking with RC Williams of SherlockExposes.com. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. We'll be back in just a few.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, guys. I know it's a Friday night. I know it's a Friday night, and you were like, can't a brother take it easy? But I'm trying to hook you up, all right? I want you guys to sleep well over the weekend, so that's why we are getting our conservative cardio on. Even on a Friday evening. And the good news is the MyPillow has a special offer for Brandon Tatum's listeners. So just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has a patented adjusted feel of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with the temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow that you'll ever own. For Brandon's exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free as long as you use the promo code Brandon. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square at the top of the page to get your buy one, get one free offer. Enter the promo code Brandon or call 800-976-8379 to get your MyPillow 2.0s now. All right, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Brandon to get your MyPillow 2.0s now. Jacob's still in Greenville. Don't go anywhere. I want to make sure I get to that call. I just want to wrap up here with RC. RC, a couple of points. I want to get to digital currency, but something that I forgot to mention, which is significant, which regardless of how people might feel about crypto right now, Signature Bank didn't get the same treatment as did SVB. Why do you suspect that is?
So great question, Carl. So Signature and Silvergate, both banks that are more involved in crypto, did not get the same treatment as Silicon Valley Bank. So here's the kicker, right? A lot of people think cryptocurrency is just inherently bad. It's actually inherently simple. A true decentralized cryptocurrency, everyone, would allow you to buy, sell, and transact without the government being in your business. Now, we all know that the government absolutely hates competition. So that leads you to understand why those banks fail and why you're being told crypto is inherently dangerous, because it gives you a level of freedom. So, Carl, let's contrast that for a second with the central bank digital currency. There are a number of us out there. Catherine Austin Fitz is one of the best in the world at describing this. But the central bank digital currency is inherently dangerous for a couple of reasons. So I'm going to do a simple breakdown, and then I'm going to tell you guys how they're laying the foundation to do this right now. So imagine that the government one day is all of a sudden your bank. So let's say with everything that's happened, they say one day, look, the banking system's unstable, the economy's unstable, the government's going to become the bank, you're going to use a central bank digital currency, here's your card, your money's in there, right?
Right.
Then they decide, well, Carl, you need to spend more. And Carl said, I don't spend, I save. So they say, we're going to penalize you 10% of your balance every day until you do what we say, or we're going to tell you to stop spending and penalize you until you do what we say, right? And then they're going to decide, Carl had a steak last night, you know what, no more steak for Carl, so you can't go buy it. That's the future of a central bank digital currency. So this goes back to why killing small banks is bad and you being funneled into five or six big banks. Because once they get you in the kill box of these five or six big banks and they shut that door on you, Carl, there is no exit. And once they flip the switch for a central bank digital currency, the world as you know it will completely change and you will have no control and no exit to get out and do anything else. You will be subservient and in essence a serf to the government. Now, we know the government doesn't really run anything well. Here's what's really bad, Carl. People missed this in the melee. The other day, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury announced the FedNow program. That program is going to accelerate the ability to do wire transfers and ACHs so you get your money instantly instead of waiting a couple of days. Here's where it gets bad. The Fed is saying that, look, this guarantees that there's no longer a problem. People are going to see the Feds as smart and say, well, the Fed should just run it anyway. And there is your entryway to the central bank digital currency. They're going to make this taste so good that people are going to go for it. And I'm telling you, Carl, and I'm telling everybody listening, if they get you to that point, it's game over. Fed now, they're going to start certifying banks next month, and they're rolling that thing out in July.
Yeah. Oh, man. R.C. Williams, SherlockExposes.com. What is your the name of your newsletter, again, R.C., where people can find you?
Yeah, sure. Let me break it down for you, Carl. So SherlockExposes.com, we spell the Sherlock without a K, so that's S-H-E-R-L-O-C, Exposes.com. You'll find all the news. We do a Monday through Friday newsletter called Rip from the Headlines. You can subscribe for free, but we'd love to have you as a paid subscriber for $100 a year. You get this news every day, plus all of our special features. And Carl, we just launched a new newsletter called Watchmen on the Wall, where we take the top news of the week and we tie in biblical scripture to help people understand how to talk to people who are trying to find their way to Christ. You can actually find that newsletter when you go to SherlockExposes.com. We'd love to have everybody, and we're happy to answer as many questions as people send.
All right. The guy knows what he's talking about. RC, God bless you, man. Appreciate you coming on here.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Absolutely. Okay. Real quick, let's take a call here. Jacob in Greenville, South Carolina, has been waiting for some time. So he thinks there's a calculated divide of the when it comes to the trans issues. I think he's right. Jacob, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You've got the mic.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to get your take. This, what seems like an emergence of transgender, I guess, preference would be the way to say it, or a lifestyle.
Yes.
Do you think it's because we have weaker parents or a weaker society in general, or is it a calculated move by all of the people that would want to see this authoritarian government come to fruition?
You know what? It's a great question, Jacob, and it's all of the above. You may not have heard me, but when I first began sitting in for Larry Elder at the time, I probably did an entire hour on this, on why this stuff just seemed to pop up all of a sudden. There are some gay and transsexual billionaires, and one that George Soros as well, that are funding this nonsense, and it is in order to cause chaos. And this is all about division. What the left wants to do, I don't think I have enough time. I'll explain it on the other side. New morality. I'll explain what that means on the other side. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Against all odds, don't miss Against All Odds. Israel Survives, streaming free on Salem Now. Witness the miracles of Israel's formation and protection in this powerful docudrama. Experience Against All Odds, Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. Discover the incredible story of Israel's resilience and the many miracles that made it possible. Stream against all odds. Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. This docudrama showcases the unwavering faith and miraculous events that shaped Israel's survival. It's such an excellent question that Jacob, our caller from Greenville, South Carolina, asked, because what have we been going through throughout this entire show? The theme has been the making of an American dictator, or maybe I should say the making of an authoritarian government. That's exactly where the left is taking us to. So they need someone that's morally bankrupt, like a Joe Biden in the White House. They need to cause chaos, right, in around the country. That's what all of this stuff is, this new morality, trans rights and all this kind of stuff. This stuff just seemed to spring up out of nowhere. CRT, DEI, I really believe that Barack Obama had a lot to do with that. But now they're completely running with this stuff and saying that white people, if you're white, you're just automatically an oppressor, so on, et cetera. You had Black Lives Matter. These people got $83 billion. Hat tip for Gatman, the article that I was reading through. $83 billion from corporate organizations. Now, that didn't go to the street hustlers, all of it. It was these major corporations that were just straight up woke. And a lot of that was just funded to Democrat campaigns. I mean, it was a money heist is what it was. But all of these people want a virtue signal. You have to keep in mind that there are leaders, right? They're the people that 'll be the leaders. The little corrupt elites at the top of the totem pole, the Gavin Newsoms, the Joe Bidens of the world. There's always going to be the useful idiots like at SB Bank who doubled down on what was it? Where was it? They doubled down on it says here. Hat tip for Gatman. This is from Justin News. As SVB's investment failures mounted, the bank doubled down on its ideological commitments by pledging $5 billion in new green tech outlays, despite signs of rising interest rates negatively impacting that sector. Some institutional investors also began to raise concerns about the overall balance sheet. These fools were straight up woke, and they were cricket as all get out as well. But this is all about creating a new morality, taking you away from government or God and bringing you to government. And here's what they want. They create these divisive issues, CRT, DEI, excuse me, the trans movement. And what these people, the useful idiots that they need, these people get all wrapped up in these issues. And so what these people start believing is, okay, they've got my back on this issue. So if they tell us that we should nationalize the banks, they're probably right there too. You see what they're doing? All of this stuff is connected. We'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to introduce my friend. He got you covered. Don't even worry. Carl Jackson.
All right. Thank you, Officer Tatum. And I want to just take the time to thank Lou, who's got my back right here at AM 950, The Answer in Orlando. Sean McConnell is in my ear. Zach is on the phones, and Forgotten Man is somewhere out there in the ether. Just a couple of headlines I want to bring to you real quick that are breaking. Trump's attorney says Trump will surrender to authorities if he is criminally charged. These people are basically running a campaign for Trump. I mean, when you try to destroy the man like this, all it does is embolden him. You know, people are like, this is it. This nonsense, it just goes too far. And everybody knows what is up. Also, Trump says, I'm back. He's announced that he's back on Facebook. Also, he's back on YouTube as well. Now, if he gets in or we get a Republican in, I hope they will still spank YouTube and Facebook's booty with some Section 230, Section 230 stuff. It's amazing, right? When these people start thinking, ooh, he might get back in, we're going to try and behave. Frankly, these places, as much as we don't like them, they are huge platforms. We've got to be there. Trump has got to be there. Twitter is another. Listen, I love Truth Social. I'm on Truth Social. Follow me on all social media, The Carl Jackson Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. But let's be honest, Twitter is the bomb. It's just really good. And Twitter, Trump needs to be there. I just, as much as I love Truth, if we're just being honest, They're not the same platform. All right. Let's just be honest about it. Okay. So now, and I'll bring up a few more of these headlines. There's so many headlines that I wanted to get to. If you want to call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. And I know March Madness is out there. Tell me who you're rooting for if you want to do that. That's absolutely fine with me. Fridays, I know, should be lighter. Next Friday, I'll be in for Officer Tatum. Actually, I'll be in for him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week. He will be back on Thursday of next week. He's a very busy man, but I'm honored to be able to sit in behind his microphone on the days that he is out. So I will be with you for most of next week as well. And I promise next Friday I'll lighten it up at least in the third hour. But this communism stuff is serious. And I this is the first time that I'm getting been able to talk about it on national air. And I just want to make sure that I bring this stuff to your attention. And that's not to say, obviously, I know Officer Tatum has. I'm not saying that you guys haven't been aware of the issues. I just want to point out some of the things that I see. I'm looking at and I'm like, OK, all of this stuff aligns together. You got a corrupt man in the White House. You've got a media. You got a corrupt media that covers for the guy. You've got a culture that's going totally to crap. There's some other headlines I'll share. You have this one, Hat Tip Forgotten Man. Outrage over New York Attorney General Letitia James hosting a drag story hour for children. An attorney general. Guys, now listen. This was BC. I went to a club one time where there were transsexuals or what have you. I don't care. It's none of my business. But when you start promoting this crap around kids, it becomes everyone's business. I'm sorry. It's sick. It's perverted. You don't need grown behind men gyrating around little kids. That is wrong. And honestly, the transsexuals, transvestites, whatever, back in the day understood that. There was some moral common ground. And now the left has just gone completely wacky with this stuff, and you got to fight back against it. So you have an attorney general, a lady that should be moral. New York Attorney General Letitia James is hosting a drag story hour in New York City this Sunday that, quote, families with children are invited to attend. James recently announced she and other state elected officials will be hosting a drag event geared toward families. Guys, if people that represent the law aren't moral, we're done. We're done. There has to be a standard. People that uphold the rule of law, there has to be a standard. How could this lady legitimately, seriously, think about this stuff. How could this lady legitimately prosecute pedophiles when she's feeding children to them? And I'm not saying that all these drag people or pedophiles, but I'm sorry, if you're freaking gyrating in front of kids, you got a problem. If you were in a prison yard, you would get beat down like it ain't nothing, and you know it. It's insane, and an AG is doing this. This lady is a despicable human being. What she's done to the state of New York is an abomination. The same is true with Kathy Hochul and you woke behind and whack behind Mayor Eric Adams. Guys, we're right. We're right. On the right, we're right. I'm not saying we're better, but our ideas are better. Our policies are better. And what we have, if we let these fools go, we have the making of an authoritarian government. And that is exactly what we do not want in the United States. That is exactly what we are fighting against. So you get chaos, you get corruption, you get the useful idiots. And now I want to talk to you about the wannabe brown shirts, because you get those too. We see it. Actually, Charlie Kirk, our colleague here at the Salem Radio Network, saw a little bit of that at UC Davis. Thank God he wasn't hurt. But you had a little Antifa bums. You had a woke behind chancellor at UC Davis in California. came out and did this long speech about Charlie Kirk promulgating hate and all this kind of nonsense. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is insane. So you've got your useful idiot. I believe the chancellor was a useful idiot. The same is true with the judge, Kyle Duncan of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, where he went into a classroom. I mean, this guy is on the bench. He went to Stanford Law School, and you get all of these woke behind professors coming in front of him making a speech about how he's causing harm. So you've got the useful idiots that will serve as the brown shirts, too. You've got some useful idiots that just get caught up in the emotion. CRT, DEI, oh, I'm trans. You get those, but and then you get the violent ones, too. And this is exactly what the left wants. And they're working on guns, too. By the way, check out my podcast today. I'm going to talk about it a little here. But check out my podcast today. I'm going to talk about what the ATF is doing. No one's been talking about this. I'm telling you, the Second Amendment and your ability to be able to defend yourself is being undermined like we've never seen in this country, despite having some success in the Supreme Court of the United States. How are they doing it? They're using these woke behind bureaucracies. These kids that graduate from college, they go and work at the ATF, the IRS, and all of these agencies in Washington, D.C. I'm telling you, let me just say this. Listen. And I'll get into this. Obviously, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, a lot of friction there. I'll get into some of that next week. I don't want to hear a Republican come to me and say tax cuts. And yeah, I want tax cuts. But listen, I'm not going to clap my hands for you. You should be doing that. It's our freaking money. All right. And the federal government is spending our money like a drunken sailor. All of us are $94,000 over in debt right now, thanks to the federal government. And the debt is growing. Do you have $94,000 sitting around? I don't. It's amazing what these people get away with. And the Republicans will come in, tax cuts, tax cuts. Well, yeah, you should give me my money back. Yeah, I mean, I do work for it. It is my blood, sweat, and tears. It is my time. Thank you. And then Republicans want a cookie. I'm sorry, that is not enough. I want an amputation of some of these freaking departments. I want an amputation of the ATF. I want an amputation of the Department of Energy. If you don't tell me that, I'm not even taking you seriously. I don't give a damn what your name is. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of Trump DeSantis fans. I'm a you fan. I love Trump DeSantis, but I love you more. And whoever gets in office, I want to know what they will do for us. I want to know what they will do to restore the Constitution of the United States and to restore Judeo-Christian values. And one of the ways in which they need to do it is they need to amputate some of these departments. There's no way these departments should be as large or even larger after a Republican leaves the White House. That should never happen. That should never happen. Because when that happens, when these departments grow, they become bullies, especially when they become full of woke people. I'm going to talk to you about the ATF and what's happening there. It's absolutely scary and insane. Hey, poor people, the ATF doesn't want you to defend yourself. I'll talk.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. You can find me online, my social media, The Carl Jackson Show on social media. Subscribe to my podcast wherever you go to get your podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Carl Jackson Show on YouTube. We're also on Rumble if you guys prefer Rumble. All right, let me talk to you about food for the poor. As we head into the weekend, I want to remind you about Officer Tatum's campaign for the nonprofit Christian relief organization Food for the Poor and their core mission to feed the poorest of the poor in our hemisphere, including 17 Latin American and Caribbean nations. Spokesman Paul Jacobs is just back from seeing firsthand the plight of children and families in Guatemala and Honduras.
These are families in this post-pandemic era. There are moms and families who they lost their jobs through the pandemic, and those jobs haven't returned. There are many families who are saying the rising cost of food has gotten so untenable that they cannot even afford the basics. And so you stand in between these families right now with your gift.
All right, as Paul just told us, because hunger and malnutrition continue to run rampant in poor nations, I'm asking for your help once more. All you have to do is go to Brandon's website, theofficertatum.com. Click on the Give Food, Give Life banner. Just $72 provides two children with two meals a day for an entire year, or $144 gives the same blessing to four starving children. More than 1 billion children are living in poverty. So the question is, how many children can you feed? You could be the answer to their prayers today. All right. So please go right now to theofficertatum.com. Click on the Give Food, Give Life banner at the top of the page. Or if you prefer, you can give them a call to donate your gift at 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-4673. And we thank you for doing it. Okay, now, let me do this real quick, and then I'm going to get into how the ATF is starting to target poor people when it comes to guns. Now, we're talking about the making of a dictatorship or an authoritarian government right here in the United States. You need people that are corrupt and morally bankrupt. You see that in the White House. It's clear as day. You need cultural chaos. And that's what you see as well. This new wokeism, which is this new morality, CRT, DEI, all of this kind of crap where it's emotions and where people are focused on a lot of things that don't matter and a lot of things that frankly aren't any of my business in some of the instances. But all of these things that just don't matter as much. They hyper focus on trans people. Will hyper focus on their sex, and I don't say gender because gender is a term that the left came up with so that you believe that sex is fluid, and it's not. You're either a biological male or you're a biological woman. Actually, I don't even need to say that. You're male or female, and you damn well know it. That's why people that are confused either go to one or the other. I don't even know how people can buy into the nonsense. There's 70-something or 90-something genders. It's so stupid. It's so asinine. But everybody wants the virtue signal. We're definitely not going to do that nonsense here. But that's what they're doing. That the left is trying to create this new morality by using all of this wokeism, all of this this ideological crap against CRT, DEI, trans movement. They're using these people, and it isn't my goal to be mean, but it's true. They consider these people the useful idiots of the movement. Because what the left will do and what Biden will do, you heard him say basically not supporting kids transitioning, is his grandmother would say, is a sin or some sick, twisted stuff like that. That is completely evil. That is just evil. How that man, even in his mindset, could say something like that is completely evil. And some of you are useful idiots. I'm sorry. CRT, DEI, buying into this nonsense. You're useful idiots for the left. And they'll use you for as long as they need you, and then they will cast you to the side because that's what the left does. That's what the left does. Read history. Read about the Bolsheviks in Russia. Read history. All right? The rich people all of a sudden became the people with one cow, I believe it was. Nonsense. But this is where this kind of stuff leads. But they try to convince these people, hey, we'll be your champions on CRT and DEI. We'll be your champions when it comes to chopotagophomies. We'll be your champions there. And so since you can trust us here, when we want to take you to nationalizing the banks, you should follow us there too. That's what the left wants. They don't give a damn about what biological sex or sex you want to be. They don't give a damn about your skin color. They care about using you. So you got corruption, you got chaos, you got rules that apply to the rich and the elites, to the Gavin Newsoms of the world. to the Joe Bidens of the world, corrupt as hell, using his kids, using his power and influence to make money, and the media will turn a blind eye to it. You've got Gavin Newsom, whose money is secure. The elites and the elites that invested in SVB or put their deposits in SVB, they had 93% of their depositors had more than $250,000 in the bank. What does that tell you? That was the bank of the elites, and they will be covered. But let that happen to Joe Schmo down the street. His deposits will not be covered. And Janet Yellen has admitted as much. So they're telling you we're going to be corrupt as hell. We're going to cause chaos. Ruse for me, but not for thee. This is what they're telling us. And we're going to use useful idiots, and we're going to use intimidation to get what we want. That is the signs of an authoritarian government. I'm going to be talking about that, but I do want to take a call before we go to a break. Let's go to Al. Al is in Atlanta, Georgia. He wants to talk about President Trump. Al, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You've got the mic.
Yes, there were some things that Trump did that were positive. He solved that trade imbalance thing we had, at least if not permanently, at least for a little while. And there were some things constructive that he did. I think we should give him credit for that.
Al, let me say something, because I want you to stay on, and I want to be very clear on this. I think President Trump was an amazing president, and if you've ever heard me on this show, I've given him plenty of credit. Here's what I'm saying now. This is a different world than it was in 2016. So you know what I want from Trump? A hell of a lot more. What I love about Trump is that he has a backbone. What Trump did in 2016, 2017 to 2020 is not enough for now. What I love is his backbone. So if he gets back in, he's got to do more. And Al, you should demand he does more. You should be demanding it. Don't keep going back to the past. Demand that if he gets in, he does more, Al. That's what we all should be demanding of a president. We'll be back.
Make America godly again. The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Let me talk to you about Against All Odds. Don't miss Against All Odds. Israel Survives, streaming free on Salem Now. Witness the miracles of Israel's formation and protection in this powerful docudrama. Experience Against All Odds. Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. Discover the incredible story of Israel's resilience and the many miracles that made it possible. Stream Against All Odds, Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. This docudrama showcases the unwavering faith and miraculous events that shaped Israel's survival. And guys, listen. All right, so Sean got on me during the break, said I was acting too ghetto. He said I came at Al a little too harshly. All right, so I do want to apologize to Al, because it isn't my intention to come at you harshly, Al. It's my job to fight for you. And to fight with you, to fight alongside you. So I don't want you to ever think that I'm demeaning President Trump. I expect a lot from him if he gets back in. If DeSantis were to get in and win, I expect a lot from him. And I want the same mentality from you. What he did in the past was great. He was a fabulous president. Now, I am perturbed at what happened his last year, because he was duped. And I think after the Russia collusion hoax and after the Ukraine hoax, when Fauci came at him, listen, I understand that this was a pandemic that none of us understood, but we didn't see Barack Obama shutting down the government with MERS or SARS and the other pandemics that Ebola that occurred. So I don't think Trump should have shut down the government. And with the moment that he did that, he gave his presidency away. And I think we should admit that. But at the same token, I think he was a fabulous president. But what I'm challenging you with, Al, is to demand more. If Trump gets in, it's great to say what he did in the past, but we are living, let me say this, and then I'll get your response here, Al. We are, with everything that Trump accomplished in 3 years of his presidency, we've lost that and then some in less than 2 years with Joe Biden. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with everything you said, especially since we have to always expect more of a president. After all, he's not running the dollar store. But you are correct, and I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But I just want to give him credit where credit is due, that's all. Also,
okay.
I wanted to point out one thing. The Chinese, right along with COVID-19, may also be responsible for transgenderism. Because in the 1970s, the FBI published a report in Times magazine that they were using sex change operations on their younger officers and sending them out as spies for espionage.
Really?
All over the world. And
okay.
What they were doing was seducing VIPs, military research and scientific and all that, in order to gain either money or information that they could use. And that's how their military exploded in financing and technology over the last 30 years. Go ahead.
Listen, just because I'm short on time, I've never heard that. I'm going to have to look into that. But I appreciate you holding on with me. I do want to break some news real quick because we talked about China. And next week, I'll be getting into foreign policy. Listen, I believe our adversaries are looking at America. We look weak. And so our adversaries are going to take advantage of that. We see that with China. We see that with North Korea. We see that with Russia. I'll get into that more next week. But this has broken COVID. Twitter Files 19 is upon us. The great COVID-19 lie machine. So Matt Taibbi is busting out a lot of the lies, emails, so on, et cetera, that has gone back and forth between Dr. Anthony Fauci. The release of Dr. Anthony Fauci's spring 2020 emails has been used to exacerbate distrust in Dr. Fauci, increase distrust in Fauci's expert guidance. Says number three, and there's things that you can read. Reports of vaccinated individuals contracted COVID-19 anyway. Natural immunity suggesting COVID-19 leaked from a lab. Even worrisome jokes. They're getting Fauci. They're getting Fauci. Finally, this is what I've been waiting for on the Twitter Files. So Twitter Files 19 with Matt Taibbi. I can't get into all of it, but it looks like we're finally getting the dirt on Fauci. I absolutely love it. This is Carl Jackson. I'm sorry, that guy, he deserves a prison sentence for sure. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. We'll be back. We'll be back in a few.
We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum. Let me talk to you about MyPillow. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that has made it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has a patented adjusted feel. The original MyPillow, but now it has a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For Brandon's listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is a buy one, get one free right now. All you have to do is use the promo code Brandon. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA. It comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square at the top of the page, or you can give them a call at 800-976-8379, 800-976-8379. Or again, use the promo code Brandon if you go to MyPillow.com. Actually, use it in both cases. All right, MyPillow.com. Get your buy one, get one free. MyPillow 2.0s. Okay. I want to share what's going on with the ATF. I'm not going to be able to get through the entire story, but I want you to check out my podcast, and I want you to share this podcast because the ATF is literally getting information on poorer Americans that are law-abiding, and they're tracking them. These are the Antifa, BLM, these are the brown shirts of the Democrat Party. But then you have these thugs, these goons that exist within the ATF, FBI. Guys, listen, I do not want to kill myself. I want to make sure I make that loud and clear. I intend on making it home safely. But I want to talk to you about some stuff that's happening with the ATF. And callers, I will get to you as quickly as I can. Hat tip. This from the Epoch Times. The ATF gains financial information on potential gun buyers. That is the operative word for warrantless tracking. Documents have shown the federal government has been using Americans' income and gun purchases to conduct warrantless tracking and deny Second Amendment rights. Agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives gave salary estimates to the FBI as the reason, and I'm saying excuse, to have people's firearms purchases monitored. All right, so this, according to Eric Pratt, he's a senior vice president of the Gun Owners of America. He said about ATF's activities that monitoring innocent people, quote, is a serious problem. Congress needs to rein in this rogue agency by either exercising oversight over it or abolishing the unconstitutional agency altogether. I'm for the latter. And this is what I want. If President Trump gets in, or if Ron DeSantis, whomever it may be, gets in, and Lord willing, they will. Guys, I want to make this emphatically clear, and I've said it plenty of times before. The White House is not guaranteed. I believe that Joe Biden is going to run, and I know this is hard to believe. I think Joe Biden can win because here's what's going to happen. The left is going to – they're going to try their damnedest to make sure Joe Biden does not run, but if he winds up still being alive and being the nominee, they'll support him because he'll be the puppet in the White House. Kamala Harris will be a puppet in the White House for the radical left. So they don't mind it. They just realize that Joe Biden is so far gone, it's getting a little harder to play the game right now. All right. But the Gun Owners of America had to sue the ATF for a FOIA request. And here's what they learned. The latest production from the FOIA that they got has hundreds of pages, many of which were redacted, showing the ATF agents requesting, listen to this, warrantless surveillance by the FBI for lawful reasons such as low salaries, past firearm purchases, and sending quote-unquote bizarre messages. Bizarre messages according to whom? They're watching law-abiding citizens for no reason. See, they're not concerned about the people. The left isn't. They buy into CRT and DEI and the trans craze, even those that are too scared to speak up. They're not concerned about those people. They've already got them. They've already got them. But now the people they want to control are the people that are probably the patriots, right? The domestic terrorists is what they would call them. In other words, the people that actually love America and our rights. So the FBI has been secretly tracking people by the National Institute Criminal Background Check called NICS, all right? And by the way, if anyone says there's no such thing as a universal background check, Joe Biden is lying through his freaking teeth. There is a universal background check. Guys, I own firearms. I love firearms. I have not been able to buy a firearm without going through the NICS check. It hasn't happened. I go to gun shows. I love gun shows. I've purchased firearms at gun shows. Guess what? The same rules apply there. These people lie through their freaking teeth because they know that most people don't know that, or most Americans. It's insane. Here's an example of guys that were just too poor to buy guns in Arizona. A man in Arizona was put into the NICS daily monitoring because he has a quote unquote reported income of only $2,839. Now, I don't know if they mean annually, monthly, or what have you, but the ATF agent wrote and I'm quoting, "In my experience, someone with this amount of income would not be able to afford 20 firearms," quote unquote. None of your damn business. None of your damn business. Example two, an Asian man in Texas was put on the manual background check because the ATF said he has, quote, "no work history," close quote, which, quote, could possibly indicate that he is a straw purchaser or straw purchasing, i.e. buying a firearm for someone else that can't, that isn't allowed to have one. The problem is none of this stuff came to fruition. They're just speaking out of thin air and they're tracking people based upon what they believe could happen, but it's not happening. This is absolutely insane. It is scary. I could go on and on. We do have to take a break, and I want to get to the callers. I want to run through the callers, but they're tracking people's income. If people buy too many guns, they're tracking that. Is this America or what? You can't buy and sell guns. None of these people have broken laws, but they're being tracked because of their income. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Against all odds, don't miss Against All Odds. Israel Survives, streaming free on Salem Now. Witness the miracles of Israel's formation and protection in this powerful docudrama. Experience Against All Odds, Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. Discover the incredible story of Israel's resilience and the many miracles that made it possible. Stream Against All Odds, Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. This docudrama showcases the unwavering faith and miraculous events that shaped Israel's survival. Guys, listen to these headlines real quick. New York lawmaker admits proposed ammo taxes meant as disincentive to gun ownership. Biden actually signed executive order to require background checks on more gun sales. Washington State bill creating 10-day wait for gun purchases raises fears of firearms database. I'll get into this more on my podcast next week. But they are turning into an authoritarian government. We have a very short period of time, so we've got to make the calls quick. Callers, let's go to James in Louisiana. James, you'll have to make it happen in about 30 seconds if you can do it.
All right, Carl. I'll do it fast as I can. The funny thing about Kamala Harris, she was at a basketball game, Howard against Kansas, and she got booed, which is not unusual. But anyway, she went in after the game. They got blown out by 30 or something, which was they were supposed to get beat. Howard was, but anyway, she was had the cameras in there, you know, grandstanding. Oh, I'm so proud of you guys. Never stop. What are they supposed to forfeit? It's laughable. She's so stupid.
She's a disaster. But they'll promote her anyway because they don't mind her. Appreciate the call, James. Hank, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic, but you got to make it quick.
Okay, look, hey, CJ, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Disney World has rewritten the Mickey Mouse song. It goes like this now. LGBTQIMOUSE, Freaky Mouse, everybody, Freaky Mouse, sing along. Wherever will we Hank, hold our pride flag high, Hank. LGBTQIMOUSE.
Hoo-ah! You never let us down, Hank. You never let us down. God bless you, man. How much time do we have left here, Sean? Okay, Robert in Illinois. We got about 30 seconds if you can make it happen.
Yes, I just wanted to call and say that I think what the situation is, somebody is controlling Biden. Biden is doing what he's told to do. And I think Obama or somebody that we don't know is got the reins on this, and they're trying to destroy this country, and hopefully we could stop them with Trump.
Yeah, listen, we're going to have to fight hard, and we're going to have to get involved. It's going to be a ballot battle. I know people don't want to hear that. Conservatives don't want to hear that. If you don't get involved, we're not going to win. It's very plausible that Biden or another Democrat could win in 2024. We cannot take our freedoms lightly. We all have to get involved. Guys, I will see you Monday. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. And until next time, do not grow weary doing good. God bless you.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.